Hi, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And has anyone ever asked you to do something that you felt was impossible? There are lots of things in life that can definitely feel impossible. For example, getting out of bed at 6 a.m. every morning. Now, I do that, and it's hard for me, but I do it every day so that I can finish my to-do list and get to work on time and everything. But even though it is difficult, with some discipline, I know that I can be successful in it. But what about the things that the Lord asks us to do that seem so out of reach? Well, Elder Nelson actually recently addressed this very topic in his January CES devotional. And he told YSA viewers to, quote, expect and prepare to accomplish the impossible. Here with us today is Pablo Diaz, a student living in Utah who watched the devotional and is here to share his thoughts about what it means for his life. Thanks for being here, Pablo.
It's a pleasure.
So first of all, what did you think about the Nelson's devotional overall?
For me, it was very inspiring. I have to admit that when it came out, I didn't watch it that day because I didn't have time, but some of my friends told me, you must watch this. So that week while I was working out, I decided to watch it and spend some time doing it. And I felt so uplifted. It was a wonderful experience. I felt it really touched me, and it was meant for me. The world has such a bad concept of millennials, and it was nice to see how the Lord actually knows us very well, in a very personal way. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't see what the world sees right now. He sees a lot of potential.
Right.
And I was very, very touched by the devotional.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad it was a positive experience for you. And I felt the same way. And I've heard a lot of some similar opinions of people who saw it. Now, what's an example of something in your life where you've had something impossible to do or to overcome?
Let me share with you something that happened a couple of months ago.
Sure.
I was in my mission. I started my mission in Tempe, Arizona, and I'm from Argentina. Mm-hmm. So around 15 months in my mission, I had this prompting that I needed to come to study here, and that wasn't in my plans at all. I was expecting to go to a very good school in Argentina, and coming to the end of my mission, things were working out in that way, so I could come here to study. However, when I went back to Argentina, I had an incredible experience. I need to get a lot of money for school. So I go back to Argentina with my family in April 28th after my mission, and I knew I need to start school in August. So I was wondering how I'm going to get all this amount of money and how I'm going to pay for school and how I'm going to do everything I need to do to come and study here and follow the prompting of the Lord in my mission. I have to admit it was a very hard thing to accomplish. My dad called one of his friends and said, okay, hey, this is my son. I want him to start to work for you if you have some available room. And he found me something. But it lasted 3 weeks and I got $200. And I was like, I was running out of time.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know what to do. So it was interesting. Things were not working out very well for me. But I knew that the Lord told me, you need to go and stay there for some reason. And I remember the day of my birthday, I got very, very, very sick. I came home, and at 3 a.m., I woke up screaming of pain, and the doctors told me, okay, you need to get surgery. So I'm a guy who always thinks about business, and the way I find release is by thinking about business ideas to implement. I was talking with my mother, and I decided that I was going to open a new business after the surgery. I had this prompting that this good business would be a great idea. I knew when I was on my mission that many people from around the world were trying to send packages for missionaries to Argentina. Mm-hmm. But imports are closed there. So whenever you send something, it's hard to get it to the missionaries. They get stolen and they get open. And I thought, I know how to do this. I have some money to invest in this. Let's see if it works. And I feel I should do it. I have this strong prompting. Why don't you try, Pablo? So after my surgery, in a very humble way, I started a business online in which mothers from around the world contacted me. And I prepare packages, care packages for missionaries with American products in Argentina. And the business grew a lot. In a month, I was able to get the money I needed to pay for college. And since then, it has been a wonderful blessing for me. We have grown so much. And then my family got interested in this. They saw, Paulo, wow, this is amazing. We're blessing life for our people. We are, you're getting money for college and you create your own business online, which is great. So this business has grown a lot. And for me, that was one of the ways the Lord helped me through my trials and tribulations to accomplish the impossible as I follow those promptings. And also, I love something that President Nelson shared. He said that he has to bring his best thinking, his most courageous effort, and his most fervent prayers to a task to accomplish what the Lord supposed him to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way. I spend nights thinking, how can I accomplish this goal? And I'm telling you right now, it's been a huge blessing and a great way to start college and have a great education here.
Wow, I love that story, Pablo. That's so inspiring and so cool that you had that experience with doing something that seemed impossible. And I completely agree with that quote you shared from President Nelson that, you know, the Lord really helps people who help themselves. If we're trying our best, if we're doing the best with what we have and doing what we can, I think that's when he steps in the most powerful ways to help us do things that we can't do on our own. And he definitely motivates us through his spirit to do that as well. So that's great. Thank you for sharing that. So why do you think God gives us such difficult or seemingly impossible problems to work through in life?
That's a great question. As I'm a young adult right now, and I see people at school in my ward, even friends in Argentina, I can see young adults who don't understand their real potential.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad for me. And the reason why they understand their real potential is because they don't understand God and they don't know him closely. I think that challenges or impossible things bring changes. I love to think about the word challenges. If you take the letters L-L-E from the middle, you can form the word changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they are there for their reason, to help us to get closer to a Savior so we can come to know him better, achieve those goals or face those challenges in the way he wants us to face them, and then come to know him better. And by that, getting to know us in a better way.
Wow, I really like that. If you take the LLE out of challenges, it equals changes. And that's absolutely true. Challenges do change our hearts, change our perspectives, change our minds. And it's an incredible blessing. And it does, like you said, help people realize their own potential and their power that they have as children of God to do that. So Elder Nelson said in his talk that we can accomplish impossible things by strengthening our faith in Jesus Christ and by constantly seeking truth. How do you do that in your own life?
You know what? Since I came here, I've been able to do certain things. I have some goals. And one of my first goals was to keep some habits from the mission. And when I was on the mission, I hated weekly planning. I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. I thought plans always changed. But when I came back off my mission, I realized that one of the ways to show the Lord my plans and my faith was through planning my week.
Mm.
And in those plans, I need to include two important things. That was temple attendance, and that was scripture study, daily scripture study. I think one of the ways we accomplish the impossible is through faithfulness. And I cannot explain how going to a temple weekly and reading the scriptures daily has made a whole difference. I think the little things are the most important investments in life. So for me, it has been that way. I plan and I always include temple attendance and scripture study. And I look back and I'm so grateful for that decision that I made by going to a temple and reading scriptures daily. I think most of the blessings I have come to my life, it's because of those little two things.
Right. And that's a great way to both increase your faith and seek truth.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here, Pablo.
It's a pleasure.
I really appreciated this chat. And if you haven't seen the Nelson's devotional, you can watch, listen to, or read it at mormonchannel.org or lds.org. And it's really, Pablo can testify, it's a great experience for YSAs and all members of the church.
You will all love it. Definitely.
Well, our quote of the day comes from Elder Nelson's talk, and he says, "I was privileged to watch the unfolding of one miracle after another, always and only after I had brought my best thinking, my most courageous efforts, and my most fervent prayers to the task. As a true millennial whom the Lord can count on, you will make history too. You will be asked to accept challenging assignments and become an instrument in the Lord's hands, and He will enable you to accomplish the impossible. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.